At some point during our busy schedules, when we're running all sorts of seemingly endless errands, I think a lot of us at one moment start wondering how much it would cost us, or actually help us save, if we had our own personal robots that could run all these errands for us while we could perform more important tasks. In the next segment, Hamid Farajullahi will show us that such a wish isn't completely out of the question.
The idea of fully intelligent robots such as these is not far from reach. In this center, the technology of robots, androids, and cyborgs have come a long way. The Mechatronics Research Laboratory has been operating for 8 years, during which time it helped create intelligent robots and cyborgs.
In this lab, more than 10 people work 365 days to program, design, maintain, and operate these two robots for the upcoming competitions.
The rescue and autonomous robots are two of this department's successes. The rescue robot is capable of performing rescue missions in just about any environment, helping to carry the injured person to receive medical attention.
This rescue robot is one of the most intelligent forms of robot that is being designed and created in this university.
The general purpose autonomous robots can navigate independently in known spaces, handle their own recharging needs, interface with electronic doors and elevators, and perform other basic tasks, much like computers. On the same floor, another group of individual students are working on another type of intelligent robots.
Somewhere between simulation and real robot match, it's mixed reality, where these small robots come into play.
Mixed reality is typically a prerequisite for the real robot soccer game. They perform basic soccer skills with teamwork to score a goal. The teams in this university have been ranked in the top three in the world, and they have achieved some distinguished medals and trophies in the past years, as a deputy director of Mechatronics Research Laboratory explains.
These are the awards that we got in Austria in RoboCup 2009, and there are some of the cups that we got in Iran Open competition that we have here, and also here some of the certificate that we got from Germany in 2006, and also there is some others. One of them is just here, and this is the cup that we got in USA 2007.
Here is my favorite part, playing soccer, not with just anyone, but in fact with the most intelligent robots.
Dr. Musa Akhani, Chancellor of Gazvin's University, elaborated on the success and interest of his students in the field of robotics.
خوشبختانه هم پیشرفت‌های کمی و هم کیفی بچه‌ها در کسب دانش روباتیک و شرکت در مجامع جهانی، حضور در عرصه‌های بین‌المللی و اخذ رتبه‌های شایسته.
A Aside from intelligent robots, this remote control vertical flying craft was a highlight of our visit for me. With a bit of a work, I'm sure it can easily turn into a UFO.
The combination of technology and intelligence in the past decade has brought about robots such as Null. And with the rapid growth of technology, only time will tell the future of intelligence of these robots. Hamid Farajullahi. For Iran.